All right, so now we're getting into the actual parak itself. And the first topic that comes up here is the topic of nikitas chevetz, right? The Gemara just raises the question, hechi mishpein and lai, how do we do this? And it quotes a machlokas, it quotes a braisa rather, or a, no, mamar Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, that mashpino so b'shvua hamur b'torah, inasmuch as it says, d'chsev, or which said, which we find in the pasuk Vashbiyacha Bashem Al Kedeshamayim, context of Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara asks, what are we talking about here? What does that mean? And it presents two opinions. The first of which is our next topic. Right, first, the Gemara says this makes sense. Lefi Yerpichinin Debaridi, right? Who held regarding Shvuos Edus as the original Machlokes, but who held that with Shvuos it appears we need Shema Miyucha, right? We need Shema Vaya, presumably. We'll get to that next topic. So that we understand, Shvua Amur B'Torah is the Shvua B'Ashpiacha B'Hashem Elokei Shemayim. What about if you hold like Rabbanan, that held that you don't need Shem HaMiyuchad? Let's just take it for now as Shiz Rabbanan. We'll see that the Rosh actually disagrees with this, but the Shiz Rabbanan is, let's say, any Shem is good, but you need a Shem, but any Shem is good. Kino is good. So what do you say then? So the Gemara says, what this means then, where are we? So what is this? What are we saying here? You need nikitas chevetz, and you have to hold on to a chevetz of some sort. So that's the din of nikitas chevetz. So here we're going to deal with several major issues. First, not necessarily in order, just we're going to deal with the question of what is the source and level of this chiyuv. Is this deraisa, derabanan? Second, what is the character, the nature, the basis, the function of this din, what's it for? We'll deal with the question of the parameters, right? What chayfetz is acceptable for this? And we'll deal with the scope of the requirement in terms of which shvuah is required. Now, the first two questions we're going to deal with together, they come together in terms of the makaros. So here, I think, in terms of the basic function and the character of the din of nikitas chayfetz, we can identify, I think, three major approaches to the din. Number one, the point of departure here is the Tshuva Rashba. We'll start with that. The Rashba has just an interesting question, just an interesting Tshuva, right? That somebody took a Shvua, some Chacham took a Shvua, and he didn't hold to it, or it was false. But he said there's no problem because it isn't Minikitas Chevetz, and Kol Shvua Shinim Minikitas Chevetz in a Shvua. That's what he held, and not just that, but apparently because of this, right, the question was presented to the Rashba. Everybody who heretofore had been careful to, you know, to prevent, to refrain from taking shvuos, lest it be a shvua sheker. Now everybody's taking shvuos, and even if it's sheker, but it doesn't count as a shvua. Right? It doesn't count as lo si shavu bishmi, a violation of lo si shavu bishmi sheker. That's the question that was presented to the Rashba. And the Rashba rejects it very strongly. And we'll come back to that in a second. But just the approach espoused by this Chacham, right, who the Rashba says is Mitalmidei, who was his Rebbe, Yeravim ben Nebat, which was being Machti Yisrael, right, who setting up an eagle up in the north, right? So he says, so the Rashba rejects it, but in terms of just the basic approach underlying the Chacham's approach, again, we'll get to where the Yeravim Nebat part comes in, I think, but just in terms of the basic conception, so what emerges is two key points. Regarding our issues. Number one, in terms of the source and the level of the din, clearly he held it was deraisa. Clearly, according to this, let's say, this conception of it, it's a din deraisa. Because otherwise, right, it would not prevent you from violating the Isser Min HaTorah of Lo Sishevu Bishmei Sheker. If you only had, let's say this were a din of Dirabanan, so regardless of whatever nature the din is, but it's clear you would have an Avera Min HaTorah of Lo Sishevu Bishmei Sheker if you don't have it bin Kitz Chevetz. Still. So number one, it's clear he held it was deraisa. Number two,
this person.
What?
Here, this person, not the Rashba.
No, not the Rashba. But the approach of the Rashba is contending with. And we'll see, it comes in more modern formulation in Tosfos. But just going first with the approach that the Rashba addresses, again, much of the Rashba's vitriol is directed not really towards the Svara part, which is one you can argue on, but beyond, which I'll come back to in a second. And second is that in terms of the basis and and the nature of the purpose, the function of Nikitas Chavetz, is clear in this approach that it's for the purpose of producing a Shavua. It's just part of the Talich, the legal act of taking a Shavua requires, just as part of what goes into it, requires Nikitas Chavetz. Absent Nikitas Chavetz, what you're doing does not count as taking a Shavua. Right? And therefore, given that, right, given that that's the case, that's how you understand it, so then you can say that if I take a Shavua, Nikitas Chavetz, but a Sheker, so I haven't violated the Isser of Lo Si Shavu Vishmini Sheker because there's no Shavua. Right, that's the approach underlying it. Now, even given these assumptions, it doesn't make, it doesn't translate into the behavior that the Chacham and the Rashba was so upset by. It doesn't translate into that, into what he was doing. Number one, just aside from everything else, Gemara sometimes has a line: "Nation anu midamim naaseh maaseh." Just because this is what seems to us to make sense, does that mean that we're actually going to go ahead and do and implement it? I mean, if there are concerns, or isuri deraisa, so not every svara means that we're going to implement it. That's number one. Number two, more importantly, is there are clear reasons why it doesn't make what they were doing mutter. Number one, even if there's no shvua, right? But maybe the Chacham never heard of the Gemara and Tmura, right? The Gemara and Tmura and the Isser of, right, which discusses the Isser of, Hotzah Shem Shemayim Levatala. So even if there's no Shavua, still Hotzah Shem Shemayim Levatala, right? So that's number one. There's a chizaron, a basic chizaron in Yiras Hashem. Number two, and this is something we'll come back to, in the case of establishing a Shavua L'Haba, or a requirement to follow a Shavua L'Haba, it's according to many Rishonim, it's the case that even though, even without a Shavua, let's say, you still can have, even if there's a chisar in the shvuah, such that it wouldn't be defined as a shvuah, but nonetheless, you would still have an iser imposed by the language. We'll get to it. It's a question when it comes up in the context of shvuah v'shem. It's the next topic. But there are rishonim who say clearly, number one, that shame is just simply defined, is simply an essential component of the content of a shvuah. And number two, but even without it, if I take a shvuah l'haba, I still am usur, it's still usur for me to violate it. We'll get to it. The question arises, why is that? But nonetheless, that is the case, according to many, many Rishonim. And therefore, that would be us even for that reason. But just as far as the Svara is concerned, that's an important approach that we find. And we find it, I think, more restrained, restricted, a slightly different version of it in Tosos, regarding both of these. Number one, I mean, both the point regarding Makor and regarding the character. Tosos here, right, Al-Atar, asks a question, he has a question, he's bothered by what issue, right? Why do we find this, right, just in this topic and not in the topics we're dealing with in our Dhamma, right? Why is it Davka B'Shuas of the Anim we find this din of Nikitas Chavetz? Why don't we ever find it B'Shuas Eidos, Ubitu, Ubikadon, Kishu, Mishpah, Mepiacher? Now, just in terms of the key points, so here it's parallel to what we found in the Tshuva of the Rashi. Number one, it seems clear that regarding the makor, the Tosfos assumed it was in HaTorah. What would it mean to say that you have a requirement that you need to have Nikitas Chavetz in these other contexts? If we said that you need it and you didn't have it, what would that mean? That would translate into being putter from a korban in the case that it was Sheker, right? Now, if it's true that in HaTorah you've violated the Yisr of Lo Si Shuvu Vishmini Sheker, let's say, in the case of Shuvu Zbidway, and therefore the Psukim speak to your, you know, they require, they mandate you bring a korban. So how could a din derabanan, whatever the nature of the din derabanan, how could the din derabanan be mevatel that? Right? There's a line, as Gemara says, v'chiyasi derabanan matale de deraisa. Right? You have a din which is required to be min haTorah. So let's say the derabanan added another. You have a chiyu min haTorah. The derabanan added another din, but that wouldn't mean that normally speaking, right? There may be some exceptions, but normally speaking, we wouldn't say that. Therefore, if you didn't, let's say, do the added requirement midrabanan, then you simply don't have to, you know, the consequences, the chiyuv doesn't apply. We wouldn't normally say that, and therefore, it seems clear that Tosfos assume this is a din deraisa. Therefore, right, now the Torah is mechayiv you, but the Torah itself has klalim, apparently Nikitas Chavetz should be part of that, and therefore he shouldn't be chayiv. That's the question, right? So just in terms of the makor, it's clear that Tosfos understood it to be deraisa. And then in terms of the nature, the basic, the function, the scope, the function and purpose of it, it seems that Tosfos assumed that it is similar to the Rashba's approach that he was rejecting. that it is a necessary component of the Maisa Shvuah, of creating and producing a Shvuah. The legal act of Shvuah requires this. Right, without Nikitas Chayavitz, you don't have it. Now, he doesn't say, again, explicitly like you find in the Rashba, Kol Shvuah Shem Nikitas Chayavitz in a Shvuah. However, that's the implication. Right? What is it that you need in the context of Chiyuv Shvuah Shvigadon? All you need is, or let's say Shvuah Sheker, Shvuah Shvitui, all you need is a Shvuah that's Sheker. All you need is a Shvuah Legabe Kfiras Mamon, which is Sheker. Right? So if you have the Sheker, that we definitely have, and then, right, the only other requirement is that if you have Shvuah, so then it must be, right, like I said, we said this last time, right, that Tosa's understanding, there's no Shvuah without Nikitas Chayavitz, and therefore, the Chiyuv of a Nishba, the Sheker, doesn't apply, shouldn't apply, unless you have Nikitas Chayavitz. However, the Tosos are different. Tosos differ from the Rosh, from the approach, again, that the Rosh was addressing. Again, aside from the clearly mistaken points that this would mean it would, that if you take it, it would mean it would be mutter to nishba the shaker, b'shem the shaker. But Tosos restricts it further in that he thinks it's only necessary for mushman piyachir. That's the limitation in Tosos here, right? That tamed the shusha edus begidu rekadam kishu mushman piyachirim. So then, why don't we find that you have this dinner Nikitas Chayavitz? Now we already discussed and considered what precisely here Mushman Piyacherim means. First, we noted that the fact that Shuas Bitoi is included on this list, right? That Shuas Bitoi Kishim Mushman Piyacherim seems to clearly mean that Shuas Piyacherim must include Shvua. What? Did we say something? Aiden Yas Amin, right? Because the dinner Shuas Bitoi, right? Mishnah Chavtes, Shuas Bitoi, and the Gemara there. If a person doesn't respond Belashon Kabal Shvua Amein or Hain, so then there's not going to be any Chiyuv. So clearly it refers to a case, includes a case of Anias Amein, and we discussed that last time, right? That what that means is that has a chalo, that even though it's true that once you have the Anias Amein, so then that has a chalos of Ki'ilu Yatsa Mipiv, right? It's Kimotsi Shvua Mipiv Dami, so therefore it's considered Mipi Atzmo for the purposes of being Chayiv Letzei Shvuas Bitui. Nonetheless, the process of producing the Shvuah, of that Shvuah, involved the verbalization of somebody else verbalizing a Shvuah, and inasmuch as that's so, so that's considered a process of Hashbah. It's just the end product is different. Right? Once you have the Hashbah, I formulated a Shvuah, you responded to it, so depending on what your response is, then the question, right, then that'll determine whether we view the Shvuah then as having emerged from you, from your mouth. But it still requires a process of valid hashpa of thrusting a shvuah upon somebody else. So therefore, a din which is a din behashpa would apply, right? So that's what Tosas means by mushman mechirim at least. Then regarding what he means, yeah.
Why would you say it only applies to mushman mechirim? Meaning, if you especially if you're using Avram as some type of model.
Well, he was formulating Shvuah Avram, so that was a classic case of Mushman Piyacherim, right? Avram was saying, "Here's what I want you to do. I'm making you right. I'm being Mashpia. You that you should find a wife from, etc., etc."
Right.
He tells us doesn't relate to Beis Din here.
Right.
Tells us a point. Well, we'll see that actually supports the Tosfos' suggestion that it should be limited to Shvuah Avram because. There's no context that we're looking at here is not Shvuah Avram. Yeah?
The person that Rashi was quoting, is he saying that only a Shvuah Avram would have Nikitas Chayavitz is not a Shvuah
Avram? No, because everybody's thinking Shvuah is Stam, that I'm going to do something or that something happened. And, right, he says Sheker V'Chazav is being flowing freely. It's not specifically Shvuah Avram. I don't think he mentioned that at all.
I thought Nikitas Chayavitz is limited to the other, just a lot of people.
This person thought otherwise.
He thought every Shvuah, but Shvuah, the Tos is asking.
I'm thinking this is like a 1A, 1B. 1A is that it's defining any Shvuah, any context, in any way you do it. Right? That's what this person is thinking. Tosa is a more moderate version. Not any Shvuah, any context. Any context, but specifically when it's via process of Hashbah. So now I'm just saying, what does that mean, Hashbah? Right? As I say, it's a more moderate version. It doesn't mean that if I take a Shvuah, Sheh, Chalti, and I didn't, right, that's not a Shvuah. Tosa is saying, it's only if it's Mushman Piyacherim. So now I'm just getting to what does that mean, Mushman Piyacherim? So number one, it must include Anias Amein, meaning it's a process of my Shua being thrust upon you. And then when it comes to in what way is Shua Sadeyanim to be characterized as Shua Mushman Piyacherim, so here we noted two possibilities, right? It suggests that, number one, maybe it means that, you know, that Shavuos Dayim is Mushmei B'Chirim Shudduch Mashma. First, this means that it requires a verbalization of the Shavua by the Dayanim. They are the ones who formulate the Shavua. They verbalize the Shavua. Right? They say, you know, Mashbianu, you know, that whatever. You don't owe the money. Or take a Shavua that you don't owe the money. And he says, Amen, or whatever. Right? Bezin verbalizes the Shavua, then the Shavua responds. In which case, Tosos would be holding against the Rambam, right? The Rambam held, right, Nishpam Bami Piyatsum, Bami Piyacher. Right? According to this, this is Chazar. We discussed, maybe Tosas disagrees. Maybe he thinks that it's not Mami Piyatsum. Piyatsum is no good. It needs to be, just by the nature of the Shuas of the Dayanim, it needs to be the Dayanim is being Mashpia, meaning that they have to verbalize the Shua, and he has to respond. Maybe that's what Tosas has in mind. Or, alternatively, we suggested, I think this makes a lot of sense to assume, is that, no, Tosas also agrees you can do Mami Piyatsum. What Tosas means here is that the mushpa, the nishpa, is swearing to the shvua that is formulated and defined conceptually by the dayan, by others. And this relates to the notion in context of adas bezin, right? Where we say that even if the nishpa is the one who's doing all the verbalization, but nonetheless, when he takes that shvua, what he's swearing to is the terms, the formulation, the understanding that Bezin has of what that means, right? So in other words, Shavuos Dayanim involves a person taking a Shavua, which is sort of defined, whose terms are defined, who's understood as Bezin understands it. So by virtue of the din of Aldaz Bezin, this is considered to be a Hashpad. This is a thrusting of our Shavua upon you, even if you're the one who's fully verbalizing it. Right. One way to do that is if I verbalize the Shavua and you just say Amen or Hain. Another way to do it is if you take the Shavua entirely, but when you take, you're taking Al-Datein. So in those cases, it's our Shavua which you're swearing to, and that's what Tosas here means. Either way, what emerges is that Tosas differs from the approach that we discussed in the Shuvas HaRashba, we saw in the Shuvas HaRashba, in that he doesn't think that Nikita's Chavis is required for just any Shavua, or in any way, just Shavua by per se, but rather, specifically in the case of Hashpa. When a person is Nishba on his own, he verbalizes the Shua on his own, let's say, so then Nikita's Chavis is unnecessary. What it's necessary for is Hashpa. It's specifically to be mitzarei the response, or the Shvua, if you will, of the Nishba to the Shvua that the Mashpia is formulating. Or perhaps the Shvua that the Mashpia has verbalized. Right? In order for my Shvua, what I have in mind, or my verbalization of the Shvua, to be chal on you, such that when you take the shvuah, that's what you're swearing to, so that requires an Nikitas Chavis. That's just din in being at Tzarif, in having you come into my shvuah, is by virtue of, you then take the, your Noke Chavis. In which case, right, so then, what I was saying is, that's how we understand this, right? In order for Avraham's shvuah to be thrust upon Eliezer, so you can't just, respond, it needs to be that there's a formal process of Nikitas Chavetz, that's what we say, that's what we see from Simna Yadchata Astirechi, right? So, even as much as that's so, why do we find this only true for Shavuos Dayanim? We have a Mushman Piacherim, we have the verbalization of a Shur, the thrusting of a Shvu upon B in other contexts too. Why don't we find it there as well? That's their question. That's how they understood it. Given this, I think we can even understand very easily what the question of the Gemara, Hechim Mashpa'in, it doesn't just mean how do we do this. It means specifically, how is it that we thrust Bezin Shvuah upon the Nishpa, Hechi Mashpeinan, right? How are we Mashpeim? How is it that this Shvuah that Bezin has in mind that he should be taking is what he ends up swearing to? That's the question, and the answer is you do that via Nikitas Chavetz, as we see in Avraham Avinu, right? That when he wanted to thrust his Shvuah upon Eliezer, he had to take a Nikitas Chavetz. That's the question of Tosfos. Everybody good? Right? As I say, what's 1A, 1B? It's not, it is, we're talking about producing a Shvuah, Chalos Shvuah. Nikitas Chavetz is required for that. It's a din d'oraisa as well, but it's not any shvuah. It's just when you do it via hashpa, when I'm formulating my shvuah and you are swearing to my shvuah. So then Tosas says that's where you have Nikitas Chavetz. Now Tosas leaves us the sarachia. It doesn't answer the question, right? I mentioned to you, I think I mentioned to several of you, right, that the story of Chaim, that somebody said, I can't wake up in the morning. I just can't. It's bothering me so much. And he's a bomb kasha. The answer to this question is, it's a good question. See Tosos in, see, we can make it our Tosos, right? So I'll say, see Tosos in Shuas, Lama Chesam Bezal, who's it? So the guy looks up the Tosos, because then your Chai says, don't understand. Number one, he raises the question, he doesn't answer it. Number two, it has absolutely nothing to do with the topic I mentioned to you. So Rav Chaim says, "Did you see, was there a Tosfos after that?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "So you see, you don't die from a kasha." So you don't die from a kasha. Tosfos just leaves it as a sarachi. Okay, but even you know, even though we don't die from a kasha, it would be better, you know, worthwhile to consider whether right, whether we can understand it, right, whether or not it can be resolved. So is it possible to understand the fact that we do in fact only see that there is such a requirement regarding Shosh Dayanim within the perspective of Tosfos? So here, I think we can suggest one of two possibilities. Number one, the first way to maybe understand it, doesn't give an inch regarding the basic conception that Tosfos has. It's only considered to be producing a shvua, you only have a nishba, you only considered to be nishba to somebody else's shvua if you have a Nikitas Chevetz. But Ava Pichain, you don't require Nikitas Chevetz in these other contexts. Now, what would that mean? What he's suggesting then is that these other contexts, in fact, don't require person to be himself nishba. Don't require a person to be motzi shvua mipi. Now, regarding shvuas edus and bikadon, which sounds somewhat radical, regarding shvuas edus and bikadon, it actually is, I think, quite easy to see this as being plausible. After all, according to some rishonim, right, the Ramban is an example. We mentioned that mushm piacherim includes even shtika. So even if you don't respond to anything at all, and I say swear that you don't know edus and you simply are silent. That too has a din of Shuas Eidus, right? And what we said at the time was, for them it seems likely that, or it seems at least possible, that Shuas HaBikadon VeEidus, and this is true also of Shuas HaBikadon. There are some who think that it might be true of Shuas HaBikadon, but not of Eidus, but some think that it's both. So it seems possible that for them at least, Shuas HaBikadon and Shuas HaEidus doesn't require a Hotza Shuas Mipi. But I would argue, perhaps, rather than that, what is relevant there is, in these contexts, is either kvishus edus or kvirus mamon in the context of a shvua that's thrust upon you. Right? In the context of, you don't actually have to link up, in, so to speak, to the shvua to be considered nishba mipiatvacha, that you don't need. But if we thrust a shvua upon you, and in that context you are kove sheduscha or koper b'mamon, so then that's where the din of Shuas HaEidus, Shuas HaBikadon comes up. This relates to a more general question, which I think I mentioned briefly, regarding the Mechayev of those Chiyuvim, in particular whether it's the Shua Sheker, right? What the Torah is saying is, we have partially a Shua Sheker, normally this is the Halacha. In these cases, Shua Sheker actually has a different Halacha. It has a different Chiyuv, different Korban. Or, is it more, the Mechayev is more the Hefsed Mamon Shabadavar, the Kfiras Mamon, whether it's via Kfiras Mamon or via Kvishas Eidus Mamon, but it's being mafsid, the victim money, that's what's really mechayiv. If you assume the latter, then maybe you can add that perhaps, in fact, you don't actually even need the hotzah sheker mipiv. Hotzah shvua sheker mipiv. It's not that, you know, it's kvishus edus, but betanai that you take a shvua in doing it. It's actually not betanai to take a shvua. It's just kvishus edus in the context of having somebody try to thrust a shvua upon you. That itself is mechayiv, right? Once you're being mafsid mamon, the person, in the context of, you know, shvua, which the person is thrusting upon you, you ignore the shvua, but nonetheless, that might be sufficient. So if you say that, I think it's possible to say, you know what, you're right. Nikitas chevetz, if I'm not noke chevetz, so I'm not considered to be motzi shvua mipi, but, in fact, we don't require that. We don't require me to be motzi shvua. I don't have to be nishba batzmi. It's enough that I was kovish edusi, or kovish, or kovir mamon, in the context, after all, it's not gara, you might say, from shtika. Right? If you don't say anything, according to Menusha, I think it's still be Mechayev. Yeah.
But Dayanim would be different because it's...
What did you say?
Dayanim would be different because you're not mamon or because you're...
No, so I'll get to that. Yeah, I'll get to that, yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
It's very similar to that point.
No, I think what we would say is the Chiyuv Shvus... basically, Shvus Hashem Ki Yeb Shnei means somebody has to be taking a Shvua. And we know which one it is based on the Pasuk, Yolaka Balav Lo Yishalim. So Mishalov Vashalim, he's the one who's taking a shvua. But Shvua Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shneim means somebody's taking a shvua. So that's what the chiyuv is. That somebody, one of you, take a shvua to the effect that you don't owe the money, right? And then that requires that you take a shvua. But when it comes to shvuas, on this argument, shvuas Eidus V'Kadon, you don't necessarily have that. Right. I think regarding Shuas Vito, this is not as obviously viable. After all, Shuas Vito requires Mipiatzma. right, which means either the complete verbalization or at least the Anias Amin. It's not as obvious that you can make this argument that even if the Mchuyah here hasn't taken a Shvua, he still can be Chayav under this Parsha. Nonetheless, I think it's possible to make the case even there. We discuss this. In fact, we discuss it, number one, in the context in particular, where of the idea that the Azhara Shvuas Eidos, right, which is explicit in the Smag at least, Azhara Shvuas Eidos is Losh Shavu Bishmin Shaker. Right, so whatever you're going to be high for in Shvuas Eidos seems to be that you violate the law of Shvuas Sheker with it, right? Right, this is the Mishnah Melech we discussed. And we suggested at the time that maybe one way to explain it is that the Isser is not, is Lav Davka Lohotzi Shvuas Sheker Mipiv, but perhaps to make a Shvuas Sheker, right? Or perhaps we said to be no say a Shvuas Sheker, to bear a Shvuas Sheker, to become responsible for a Shvuas Sheker, right? In which case, you can have it that, you know, within the Parshios, as evidenced by the Parsha of Shvuas Eidos, right, you can violate it even without being verbalizing a Shvuah. We also pointed out, in that context, that this may find expression even in the context of Shvuas Bitui, in particular, and we remember what I pointed to, just as Gashaga. In Shvuas Bitui, where you can find it, maybe the Chiv, you can have a Chiv Shvuas Bitui, but there's no Shvuas Shvuah in Piv. I mentioned Rambam. She does a Rambam regarding Nishba she lo yikanish Shimon v'Rishusi. That if he forces his way into my house, so he thinks that's chal. That's not. It's enough under my control that it's chal Shvuas Bitui, and he thinks that if Shimon though forces his way, so I'm pater because I'm zanis. He's chay. Again, what that chiyuv means sounds like he's chay malchus. It's a chiddushita, but nonetheless, it's there in Rambam. If you don't reinterpret it, and that would certainly seem to suggest that you don't need the hotzah shvuah mipiv. In order for at least the chiyuv to be, in order to be chayv, you don't need necessarily to have been motzi shvuah mipiv. So that's one possibility. We would say that these contexts actually don't require a nishba to be motzi shvuah mipiv. They don't require the person to be chayv to do that. He has to do things in context of a shvuah somehow, and that's sufficient. But it isn't so regarding shvuah zederan. Right? Shvuah zederan, shvuah shem tiyem in shneim means that somebody's taking a shvuah. That's how we understand it. That's what the pasuk means. Somebody's taking the shvua, and therefore, if Beis Din is the one who's formulating the shvua, whether they're verbalizing it or just defining it, right? Therefore, for you to be considered to take that shvua, you need to be no kechev it's biyadcha. That's one possibility. Yeah, did I see a hand? Everybody good? Everybody clear? Alternatively, I think we could again. This is in a way to not only die from the kasha, but actually maybe answer it. Alternatively, maybe we could retreat somewhat from the initial understanding of Tosfos. Maybe we can accept a slightly modified understanding that perhaps it isn't necessary for just any hashba to be right. It's not a din that if you want to be mitzari, if anybody's who's being nishba to the shvua shalachirim, then you need to do it via nikudas chayv. It's maybe not. Maybe it's specifically regarding shvuas adayanim. It's necessary for producing a chalos shame. Shvuas adayanim, and the way I think we would explain it is, it's a din in the shvuah being adas bezin, right? It's only considered to be, you're only considered to be taking the shvuah adatam if you're sort of conforming, coming into their process and their initiative. You're stepping up to their bar by the chavitz that you're being noken. You want to take our shvuah. This is in context of bezin in particular. You want to take our shvuah. You want to be considered to take our shvuah. This is what you need to do. It's not just say a main or whatever, but you actually need to put your hand on this chavitz right here. So it's a process of the person's stepping into the shvuah of Shal Beis Din to become a shvuah sadeyanim, to be yotzi shvuah sadeyanim. That's where you come up with. So it's not necessary to be for a person to be nishba somebody else's shvuah necessarily, but in the context of Beis Din, for you to be taking Beis Din shvuah, that's required. Just so far we've seen, I think, one major approach with three different versions, right? The major approach is this is defining it as a shvuah. Number one, right? Number 1A, let's say, is the version, right, who if applied lemaisa as a heter is certainly evil, but I think is within the realm, within the bounds, as just a svara without applying it to be matir, which is that shvuah, by definition, any shvuah, in any context, shvuah, the legal act of taking shvuah, requires the kitzchevitz, right, that we saw in the Rashba, Chubas or Rashba. Then you have the version of, I think, number one version in Tosfos, at least certainly in their question, was the assumption that it's required, it's a din in producing a shvua via hashba. Right? Somebody else is thrusting a shvua upon a nishba who doesn't himself then verbalize the shvua, or even if he verbalizes it, but he's verbalizing their shvua, not his. Right? So for that you need Nikitas Chevetz. It's mitzarif, the nishba, to the shvua samashbiya. The third alternative, right, the 1C, let's say, is what you're left with as a possible answer, maybe, to why it's limited to shvua samashbiya. It's lav dafka, part of defining anybody's response to anybody as a shvua, but specifically to be considered a nishba shvua sadeganim, for that you need Nikitas. Those are three possibilities. That's one, but all within the same general approach. It's defining what you're doing here as being nishba. The second major approach, I think, is explicit in many Rishonim, and in part they're reacting to Tosas's question, or Tosas's point, in his, right, we find this is specifically required but regarding Shvus Adeyanim. It's not a difficult reason why. And here the Rush addresses, right, the Rush addresses this, and he offers his own account. And the Rush basically clearly differs with Tosas on two crucial points. Number one is in terms of the Makor Adin. He says it's not a Din D'oraisa, it's just a Din D'rabbanan. Right? It's a Takana D'rabbanan. But number two, the character and the purpose of this Din is La'ayim Olav. This is part of the Iyum that Beis Din threatens the Nishba before you take a Shvua. Just know how serious this whole thing is. We want him to have a sense of trepidation and fear of Shvua Sheker. Right? This is a whole sugya on the next topic that we actually say these things. We tell him how Chomer Shvua is. Part of that, sort of heightening the fear and the trepidation of it, involves, in Chazal, we're talking, in order to enhance this, taking a Shvua B'Nikitas Chevetz. You take a Shvua right, on a Sefer Torah, let's say. So you've been holding the Sefer Torah, then you take the Shvua, it enhances the fear, the trepidation, the Yira, lest it be Sheker. In this way, where my eye on you, that's the Din D'rabbanan. And then the Rush says that, and the Fihai Shinuya, right, according to this understanding, he says, we don't have any question whatsoever when it comes to Shvus Begunon, Shvus Heide, Shvus Bitoy, why we don't find it. That's what the Rush says, right? The Rush in the end of Aleph Vav, I'm sorry, Vav Aleph here, right? This is the first Rush in our Perek, right? He says, right, everybody see it?
Yeah? Yeah.
Right, he says, Lufihai Shinuya, he says, "Lahai Shinuye." He says, "Asmach Lebama." He would Tkanas Chachamim Lahatil Ema Al Nishba Lachein Nosin Lo Sefer Torah Olchemichal Mitzvah Bezroh B'Shav Beis Mashpiel B'Shem Bekinoi V'Lahai Shinuye Nicha De Labai In Kudichetsa B'Shuas Edus Bido Bekadam Kishemush Be'Im Piacher. Meaning, this Tosas question falls away. Now, the truth is, the Rashi brings two different points. Number one, it's Tkanas Chachamim. Number two, the character of the purpose of it. It's Lahatil Ema Al Nishba. I think either one of these actually is sufficient on their own to answer this question. If it's Dirabanan, right, like we said, if you hold that this is a Din Dirabanan, regardless of what the nature of the Din is, then it can't impact, it can't be relevant in these other contexts, because to be relevant in these other contexts, there's no Din L'Chachila, it's just the Chiyuv that the Torah is placing upon you. So the question is, are you going to be Chayiv that or not? So if you want to say that the Din is applied there, that would mean saying you're not going to be Chayiv that, and that would be very strange for a Din Dirabanan to undermine the chiyuv that the Torah says you're chayiv. So if you're applying it in these other contexts, like we said, it must be that you're thinking it's d'oraisa. So if you hold it as d'rabanan, that would be an answer. Why don't we find this in the context of shvus bitoy bikadon and edus? Because that would mean that we're saying this will padru you from a chiyuv korban. That's what that would mean in that context, right? And that we don't. And that we don't. We wouldn't say if it's d'rabanan. Yeah. What would it mean to say that, let's say, just take a Shvus at Bikadam? That there's a requirement in Nikitas Chevetz to Shvus Bikadam. What would that mean? There's no requirement to take a Shvus Bikadam, normally speaking, unless it's the specific situation of a Shvus Bikadam. What would that mean a Din L'Chachila? Let's say, there is no Din L'Chachila, that's what I'm saying, there's no Din L'Chachila for Shvus Bikadam, it's all a B'Dievet. It's if a person takes a Shvua, swearing, he didn't have to take a Shvua. Let's say Shvus Eidus. Shvus Eidus is, I say, swear that you don't owe me Eidus. Now, you don't have to take a Shvua. The Torah is discussing, but what happens if I do take a Shvua? So what happens is, you have a Chiyuv Korban. So now if I say that there's a, that we're going to say, okay, here too, Nikitas Chevetz, Midrabanan is required, Well, what that means is you're not going to bring the korban. That's the only din that exists in Torah. You have to bring a korban if it's sheker.
That's the thing we're not going to bring. It's just that it should be known that people should think they should. You need to face it.
But they don't need to take a shvua. Why would they need to take a shvua? They don't need to take a shvua. They don't have to. Whatever they say. If you were telling me that Nikita's chavetz, regardless of the nature of the din, right, is only. I mean, what would that mean? We first of all, we're not even involved at all. Bezin isn't involved bichlal in these cases. And if they ask your Bezin's advice, they say, I think you'd probably say walk away. Don't take a shvua bichlal. They wouldn't start saying. Let's do the Ema. There's no need to take a Shavua, and we don't mind to take a Shavua. There's no Chiyuv Shavua. In fact, you probably shouldn't take a Shavua.
The Rosh doesn't have to give his second, say his second point if this would answer.
He's saying, according to what I'm saying now, there's no question. And I think the truth is that there's two reasons why there's no issue.
Okay, so the fact that he gives this, he didn't have to say why, he didn't have to say, meaning.
He's saying Takan's coming for another reason. He's bothered by Hekesh Chatzayin, which is not an issue, it's more of a Shavua.
He answers the Tos question by saying.
No, he's more trying to explain the limud and the nature of the limud and how this bears on Shua B'Shem and why don't we say in Kvar that we are going to take it, so to say like a Rishon. The answer is no, we're not really learning from here. This is the Kandir Banan. Why would the Rishon attack in the Hatil Eimel and Ishba? And then that's what he says. He's addressing, then he answers that question. Then he says, oh, by the way, now you understand very well why there's no Shua speaking on B'Khan. Now I happen to think that there are two reasons now you understand very well. I don't think it's a problem here. Each of them are on their own. I'm not sure if the Rosh had one of them in mind, and if he did, which one in mind. But I can, in the Dayan Rosh, it was analyzed on its own. I think if it's Din D'Rabbanan, it doesn't really make sense to say it's required. There's no requirements, right? We're talking about here a requirement, but in a context where there is no requirement, the one exception would be Shuas Bidud La'ba, where it's maybe it won't have an Isser, it won't be Usser. That also we'll set aside for now. Let's just set that aside. Certainly, Ages the Kadam, these things don't make sense to speak of requirements when you're not required to take a Shavua. What these are, what any requirement is really just a poter. You don't have the chiyuv that ensues from taking a Shavua in that context. But that would be patering something which the Torah says Yechayev. The Korban the Torah says Yechayev. That would be very unusual. Number two, right? If it's Zoraisa, let's say it's not at the Kadam Rabban. Let's say the Torah says you need to be Mayan. But if it's Iyum, then it's clearly only Shayach and Shavuos De'anim. Number one, technically speaking, how can the Bezin be Ma'ayim in those cases? They're not involved at all. I mean, even if they're there, they're not involved. So you can't say that they're required to be Ma'ayim for something that they actually have no place, no role whatsoever. Number two, more importantly, conceptually, again, what we're saying... What?
As soon as the chiyuv abeisa, I mean that point. That
well, I mean, who's being ma'ayim?
Not to have iyum, meaning the din is to be ma'ayim, not to have.
Well, even if it's to have iyum, but who's
yourself?
The Torah saying
you hold your own sacred Torah. It's yeah, ma'ayim yourself.
All right, let's say that's true. Let's say that's true. The more important point is conceptually, even if it's again, let's say it's a din derisa for iyum. What does it mean if I'm saying this is applied to shuas begatim? What that means is, right? Presumably, if you're saying that this is required for Shavuos Begadim, it means that you're therefore not going to be chayiv midin Shavuos Begadim unless you have it. So then, let's think about this, right? What do you chayiv Shavuos Begadim? Shavuos Begadim, you're chayiv for being low sishakru ishbam yisrael, low sishavu bush min yishakru. It's clear, if you're saying this, that it's just a din and ema, then you have been low sishakru, you have taken a shavuos shakir. You have been mishakir al yeshua ishbam yisrael. You didn't do it with the iyum, but okay. So therefore, when it comes to the chiyuv, of course you can have a chiyuv. Of course you can be chayiv midin Shavuos shakir, what?
That's because there's an afkamina for the meaning. The reason you would need iyum for shuras be'kadam and for shuras dayon is because you get something out of it. Meaning shuras be'kadam is no afkamina. Either way, there's something.
So then, so then obviously that's why you don't find it in the other context.
You would also be something. You'd be doing something else here in shuras dayon. You'd be saying Hashem's name, and you would be
right. So the point then isn't
that it's.
But again, my question is, what does it mean to apply this din to shuras be'kadam shuras ages? To say that this din is
right, it's still over. Saying
the only thing we have in Shavuos, what is Shavuos Begadim? We discussed this, right? What is Shavuos Begadim? It's a parsha of Chiyuvim. What happens if somebody takes a Shavuot in that case? That's the din of Shavuos Begadim. It's just a consequence of a violation. That's what the parsha of Shavuos Begadim is all about.
That,
so if you say that we should require Nikitas Chavetz, it doesn't mean legally speaking, what that would mean is it's a requirement, meaning, and therefore, if you don't have it, right, then we won't have a din shvus v'gadon. Well, what does that mean? That means just that it would be pottering. But why would you be pottering? I mean, there's no. The azhara that you violated certainly doesn't require that you did this, you know, as a, in defiance of an eum or after eum. It would just require a shvus sheker. You have that.
So we're possibly saying that the shvus d'adam, you're accomplishing something, and then for matters, if there's a shame shvus d'adam, it's just because you're not trying to accomplish anything. It's just something else that you're doing.
No, I'm saying that therefore, if this is a din in requiring eum, it's a din d'oraisa, let's say, and you're required to be ma'ayin, but that only has relevance here.
Because you're trying to accomplish something here, meaning well, have a shvus d'adam that accomplishes something. What's the shvus d'adam, which is a right
necessary regardless? Because in the other because it doesn't make sense. I mean, the only thing you need in the case of shvus v'gadon is a shvua sheker, in the context of pure mammon.
Which is just saying Hashem's name and then being wrong.
We'll come back to it.
Taking a shvua, yeah. Being wrong about it.
And being sheker, yeah. Correct. So to say that you need nikitas chavetz midinium.
If you're saying it, yeah.
Right. I mean, the point is that it's not. We're not saying that a person should ought to. First of all, it doesn't even make sense to say ought to, because he ought to not take a shvua b'chol. We don't want to take a shvua. Why is he taking a shvua? He shouldn't be taking a shvua. The whole parsha is a b'di'evit anyway. And second, to matter with regard to that b'di'evit parsha, it would have to be that you're undermining either the sheker part of it or the shvua part of it. Right? That's why Tosfos' question clearly betrays, right, the idea, their understanding that it is part of creating a shvua. Then it's relevant. Right? It's relevant if I want to be chayav midin shvus v'gadon, I have to take a shvua. It has to be that there's a shvua, right? It has to be sheker. So if it's sheker but not a shvua, it won't have a chiyuv. Why isn't it the case that there's no nikkud chiyuv? It's there. They understood clearly that it's part of defining as a shvua. But if you say it's not defining as a shvua, it's just a separate din iyum. Why are we doing this in Bezin? Because Bezin is a chiyuv to be ma'ayin. That's what this is. And how could you possibly say then? And why don't we find that same din chiyuv in these other contexts? It's not shy. Yeah. And in fact, right, the idea that this second point, the iyum point, is sufficient, I think you find possibly in the Rashba. Most of Shana who mention it, at least here, mention this iyum point and how it relates to Tosus's, how it easily sort of just dissolves Tosus's question. Won't mention both points. They say, number one, it's the kind of Rabban, number two, lahatil eimal and ashpah, and therefore you don't have a problem. The Rashba, however, doesn't say anything about it being a din d'rabbanan here. He only mentions the ema aspect of it, both here and in his tshuva. He never mentions, I'm pretty sure I went through this closely, he never mentions that it's the kanas chazal. He just mentions the fact that it's a din and eum, right? When he's rejecting these, when he's rejecting the svara, not just the conduct and the conduct, personal conduct, and also causing other people to do it, but just the svara itself, he says, and what he's saying doesn't make, isn't right, right? Because it's not that there's no shvua, it's that there's no din iyum. This is a din iyum, right? And therefore, it obviously doesn't apply, doesn't make any impact in terms of the isser of being motzi shvua sheker. What the Rashba says, he never says it to the kanan d'rabbanan. He just mentions the iyum point. And in fact, I don't know if I'm being over medayik, but I showed you on later on, it's a derech agah point, but on mendal nabiz rather, in Shavuos, the Rashba says explicitly, everybody see? That this is the Torah being machmir alav. Right? He says, he's talking about a question we'll come back to, which is which Shavuos require it. But he says, it's not only Shavuos the Torah, but also Shavuos d'rabbanan. And he says it makes sense, inasmuch as the Torah itself is machmir on requiring it. So too, we should. Right? Do you have the lashon here? Anybody? Is that what it is? Something like kevin shechmirah Torah in adinsha. Right? If even what he's saying is, if even nishbain v'niftarin, the Torah is machmir lov to require iyum kavachomer. Right? We should do it for. We'll see. You don't have it. I have
this
the
first paragraph.
Yeah, I think I put it in words.
So
you say it's the dryest. Mendal amaze dimarasko be'elu. He says if mirror thought
even a plot.
I mean,
disagrees with the guy he disagrees with the guy because he's
the dryest. He actually doesn't mention that he thinks he's wrong that it's dryest. That's number one. Well, he doesn't say that it's there. He doesn't say that he disagrees about it. That doesn't mean necessarily it isn't. What?
Where does he get that?
Oh, so that's the next point I wanted to make. One second, you're good. Very good.
He's using Lashon Kein D'oraisa.
No, before here. Let me see. He says, Shuas am notlin de manukan benikitas chavetzi kein deraisa de kein deraisa tiknum. Then he says v'adin nosin, right? Im lehi pater, meaning these are all nishbam and notlin. He says in the cases of shuas hanotlin shuas mishnah again in Nishua Gadu, makes sense that this has to be benikitas chavetz. V'adin nosin makes sense. Im lehi pater, if to be niftar chiva Torah v'chmira lishava benikitas chavetz, the Torah was machmir in requiring you to take a benikitas chavetz. Kitakinu Rabbanan litol ino b'din shechmir shalal litol b'shua kein deraisa. But right, what does he say? Kevin shechmir a Torah. He doesn't say. I mean, he seems to be completely contrasting it. He doesn't say. Doesn't it make sense for the Rabbanan to be machmir? He doesn't say just like Rabbanan or machmir for shvuas lipa. We'll get to the Kal v'chomer from nishba v'nitol nishba from notlin to from niftarin to notlin. We'll get to that. But just as an aside, when he's saying just as he doesn't say takanas chachamim was to be machmir. In this case, so to Kavachomer, we should do it in this case. He says, just as the Torah was Machmir, so to Kavachomer, the Bezin should be Machmir. In this case, he's talking about the Shavuos Rabbanan. There's no Din Torah about Nikitas Chavetz regarding Shavuos that the Torah didn't conceive of, right? Once the Rabbanan were Machayev Shavuos, so the question is, should they do it like they did it, like the Torah did require? So, I think he's saying it's Kain Deraisa. It's a little bit more. It's not just Kain Deraisa, it's Kavachomer. Right? The first point was Kain Deraisa Tikdim. Right, the man who comes, he gives his, he came to rise, the came to rise, the tiknum. Then he says, "That didn't know sin." That's he's saying it's not just that, you know, makes sense that if the Torah required a shvua, when it required a shvua, it required he just gave it. So then, when the rabbanon required a shvua, they should do so likewise. But he says it's a kavachomer. There's even more reason to do it in this case. Again, we'll get to that separately. Why would that be? Just in terms of who's requiring it, though. Right, the formulation came to chmira Torah, came to rise, the tiknum. It sounds like we're saying this is a requirement in the Torah. So. As I say, I think that that's perfectly fine. You still have a perfect answer to the question. This approach, right, in terms of the purpose and the function of Nikitas Chavetz, that it's a part of a process of being matel ema al hanishba, clearly, I think, means it will not be relevant anywhere else, because everywhere else it's only a din b'dieved, which has to do with when you took a shvua sheker. And whether or not you were me'uyam before you took the shvua, you took a shvua sheker. Right? Okay. Good? Mm-hmm. Yeah? All right, that's... So thus far is what we find, that many shouldn't hold this, that it's a din b'yum. But here I think we can... Oh, so before I get to that, yeah. Just to mention the point that Mark was asking about, I think it's a really good one, which is that even though I think it's clear in the Rashba that he seems to be saying that, I think it isn't pashut in terms of the limud, because... It's a little bit Zarchian. The limud of a din deraisa from this pasuk isn't at all obvious in the first place. Number one, we're not talking about a shvus of the anim. Right? And din is applying to shvus of the anim only. Number two, it's not a din, it's no imperative here, it's just a story. So I think it's nicha, if you hold like the Tosa's approach, that this is a din and just what does it mean, what does it take to undergo a legal act of shvua, right? So then, or let's say vayashba, right? For me to thrust your shvua, what does that entail? So then it would be just sort of a gilui milsa. So we're just pointing out, what is it? When Avram wanted to make his shvua binding upon Eliezer, what did he do? He had to do it this way. That's because that's how you do. That's what it means to take a shvua, right? So then I understand it. But if it's a din b'iyum, sarachian, a little bit. I think what we would say is, you see from Avram Avinu that what... Oh, actually, you know what? We'll come back.
Is he a b'iyum, you mean?
Yeah, if we're saying that this is... That there's a didn't minatora requirement to be matil emal anishba via Nikitas Chavetz, which only applies to Bezin. So how do you get that from the story?
As opposed to a gilui, meaning this could still be a gilui milsa of Eum if you would just assume that it's Eum.
But where do you get the imperative from? I think that's a little bit of Tzarchian. Meaning if it's just, you know, that's just what it means to take a shua, then I get it. You don't need normally an imperative. The imperative comes from the fact that the Torah requires a shua here. So then I have to see, well, what is a shua? When it's done by Ashba, Shvua requires, right, like Avraham Avinu. But if it's just the Chiyuv Din B'fnei Atzmo, you need to be Matil Eimal and Ishba. How do I get from the story to that? I just think it's not obvious. That's all I'm saying. We'll come back to maybe we can make it a little bit easier, but it's just a point which is Zahara, which Mark's pointing out, which I think is a good one. But in any event, many Rishonim, whether it's Zeraf or Rabban, held that this is, in terms of the basic character and purpose of it, it's a Din in being Matil Eimal and Ishba. And the question then becomes, I think, that we need to discuss is just what's the nature of this requirement for him? What's it designed to do? What's its purpose? So here, I think, a priori, one could have said one of two things. You could have said, right, number one, that this is a measure which is meant to decrease the likelihood of the calamitous phenomenon that is Shavua Sheker. Right? The next daf goes on when we discuss the actual Iyum that we tell him of just how devastating it is to have a Shavua Sheker, not just for the Nishba, for his family, not just for his family, but the whole world shook. Again, we'll get to that. So we take that very seriously. And we know that Halacha L'maaseh was taken very seriously. Minhag Yeshivos and Gaonim Bavel, they just said, we're never doing Shavuos, ever. We're not going to do Shavuos anymore. For that reason. Because it's so earth-shattering to have a Shavua Sheker. So what really we want to do here is, what this din is designed to do, is prevent him from taking the Shavua out of concern that it's a Shavua Sheker. We'd rather you not take the Shavua. And therefore, you know, the person says, I'll take a Shavua, no problem. Okay. Why don't you take the Sefer Torah in your hand and take it? Okay, all right. Now it's that's serious stuff. You know what? I'm not going to do it. That's the idea, is to try to prevent him from taking a Shavua, lest it be a Shavua Sheker. I think that, and the Ramban has a line, right, which seems to sound like this, right? He says, this is being machmir love, kidei, what does he say? You guys pointed out? Shalei Yishav. However, I think that this cannot be the case. That this can't, we can't, we have to reinterpret the Ramban, this can't be the answer of what the Iyum here is for. And that's based on a simple fact, which is the Gemara, when it says that this we have such a din, what does it then say? What's the next point that the Gemara makes about this din? It's not just a din l'chachil. It's l'ikuva. So that if you then, right, take a if a dayan is mashbia without shuas, without nikidus chevetz, doesn't work, you gotta do it again. Now, think about this. If the whole purpose of this din is we just don't want the possibility of a shuas sheker, so therefore we just rather you not take a shvua, and therefore, this is the purpose of the din nikidus chevetz. So then the guy takes a shvua, right? Without nikidus chevetz. Does it make sense to say that, no, you got to do it again? Number one, my dava haba, whatever it was, it already was. Number two, the whole purpose of the din is to prevent the possibility of a shvua sheker. So then what's the purpose of having him take another shvua? You're exposing him to another one. Maybe he won't take the next one. Okay, he's certainly not going to take the next one if you don't require him to. Right? So it doesn't make any sense to say you'd have to take a shvua again. Well, I mean, at best we have him refraining. Well, then let's not require him at all to take it. Right? So if we're going to say that this is a din to prevent the possibility of shvua sheker, I think it can't be likuva. I just don't see how it can be. Yeah?
Is that?
You disagree. It's fine. I'm not 100% sold on it, but I think, yeah.
It doesn't matter if I agree or not. I do have to.
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think an avenue to see that possible sheet is to say that this is about setting a standard for the beast in the future, that every time, if you're becoming lacking with it now,
I agree. Yeah.
Then in the future, you know.
I agree.
About this one shuk, the future of this beast and all the shuk.
Yeah. It would be sort of, this is the reason for the takana. But in order to, so therefore you have to apply it. I mean, it just has to be applied as part of exactly what you're saying. Maybe. So let's just say it's impossible to say. Let's say if I'm involved in being mentaking this because I'm concerned about Shavua Sheker, I would say this is, of course, only a din, l'chachila. If somebody were to do it by accident, they were talking about a toast. To enforce the Torah? I mean, you're right, you want to do it in the first place. So let's just say you have a chid to do it. Bezin must do this. There's a din that you're applying to Bezin. You have to be matil ema on Nishba by making do a big Nikidus Chevetz. And therefore we're going to say, I'm not saying it's impossible, I just think it's difficult. You agree with me about that, Sam? It's difficult? It's a big chiddush to say that we're going to therefore insist that you do it again as a general standard of avoiding this calamitous Shavua Sheker. Why do it that way? I mean, we can have a din that the Beis Din has to be mashbiyah without having them say that they have to be mashbiyah again. That's a separate din. Or it's a separate point. So if the whole purpose of it is we don't want Shavua Sheker, so we would say you must, I mean, remember, we're talking about Beis Din here, right? You must be matil nishba, emal nishba. That's an absolute requirement. We understand Beis Din's going to try to hold to that.
This word to Tosos makes sense. According to the
Imam. No, I'm saying, right. No, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Tosos's approach works perfectly with this. Of course it has to be that you haven't taken a shvua yet. But what I'm saying is, if you take the Ema point as we just don't want shvua shekers, we're so afraid of them, then to say that, and therefore we're going to make you take the shvua again, I think it's very difficult. What I would suggest instead is, perhaps that the iyum here is not just a din iyum to prevent shvuah sheker. What really we're trying to do here is to enhance the biror element of the shvuah. Right, when it comes to shvuah sadianim, so the shvuah is not simply a din shvuah, right? That you need to take a shvuah, right? A chiyuv ba'ama. It's a means of biror. This is one of the fundamental, maybe the primary function of shvuah sadianim, which we'll get to over the course of the year. But it's a means of biror via the shvuah, right? The person's willingness to take the shvuah tells us something. It constitutes evidence that gives credibility to what he says. Right? We don't have enough money. We don't have enough. Let's just say one way to understand this: we don't have enough to actually be mozi mamon from you. But we have grounds to think that there's somewhat of a question here. Take the shvuah to do what? To allay our concerns, to be mevayer to some extent, right? To give credibility to what I say. It's not just my saying it. I'm even willing to take a shvuah to that effect. Now, he wouldn't take the shvuah, given the gravity of shvuah sheker, right? He wouldn't take the shvuah if it were false, right? When we take a shvuah, a person's willingness to take that shvuah, despite the iyum, despite the chumrah of the shvuah, that tells us something about the fact that apparently he really believes that to be so. So what you could argue is the purpose of the Nikitas Chevetz is simply to enhance the birur of the shvuah. Whether it's Zeraisa or Derabanan, the point is that we only consider a shvuah sadianim sufficient evidence and to be mevarer that therefore will potter if you're willing to take the shvuah despite the iyum of Nikitas Chevetz. Right, then naturally it's a din leikuvah. We don't potter you if you took the shvuah without any kiddush because it's not enough for us to say, okay, we're not concerned. Clearly, I mean, you know, as far as we're concerned, you've already allayed our suffix by being willing to take a shvuah. No, we only say that if you do it despite kiddush chevetz, the threatening nature of kiddush chevetz, if you do it then, all right, so then there's something credibility to it. So just before I take questions, I think the language of the Maharam Irmak here is clearly very instructive. He says explicitly, right, that the din kol shvuah but kiddush chevetz, what does he say? It's not just a din shvuah ba'aman. It's a din. It's to provide ne'amanus to the tainus and nitzvah, right? If you do it despite the iyum, the threatening, foreboding, right, nature of vinagri, take a sefer Torah biyadcha, which you know is in general sefer Torah, right? The Rambam talks about hanaga lufnei sefer Torah, right? There's no ikalas rosh. When you're in the same, when you're in a room with the presence of a Sefer Torah, and then when you take the Sefer Torah, so you understand now the threatening nature of this. You understand now what kind of the gravity of what you're doing. If you do it despite that, right, you know that this is shvuah sheker. This is something which is going to, you know, really wreak havoc spiritually and materially. And you do it despite that, okay? Then that gives us credibility. That's only if you take the shvuah, the nikkias chevetz. It's essentially what he says. Lo yiminu b'shvuah el b'nikkias chevetz. Right? You guys saw the Maharam Irmak line there. Yeah.
But on the other hand, failure to take a shua is also not an indication necessarily because he could be telling the truth. He just doesn't want to take it.
Correct.
So meaning
we'll have to get to that. Lo ratzel yishava, the fact that there's mishalim, if lo ratzel yishava. But the point is, you haven't provided the birur though.
Right.
I mean, it's not that it necessarily proves that you don't,
right,
but you haven't proven that you do. Right. And then the question becomes, why is there a din of tashlum? And we'll get to it. Yeah.
Would he actually need to take the shua if it's just for birur, as in he's willing to do it? I'm all for taking a shvuah with the Nikitas Chevetz. Would that be good enough?
How do we know that you're willing to do it? Unless you do it.
By him being adamant that he will do it.
Unless he actually does it, how do we know that you're? I mean, you're not just saying that you're willing to do it.
That's what I don't understand. As in,
yeah, by taking the shvuah is the way you would do it.
But the shvuah itself isn't.
Is not enough.
The shvuah sheker itself.
Apparently, not enough. That's what we'd be saying.
If we're only going to say that it's for beer.
Yeah, as a birur element, we're not quite, again, according to, let's say, Brobisham that held us a din derbanan, Chazal said, you know what, let's make it clearer that this is really something which a person's not going to take a shvuah as he's holding a sefer Torah. It's enough, it's one thing to know, sort of, you might say, you know, abstractly, it's very serious. It brings it into a concrete and immediate way when you're being toe-face sefer Torah, let's say. Then you understand, it somehow makes it more concrete. So a person is, right, so Chazal said, we want you to do that. We're not going to rely on it unless you do that. That's basically the nature of the din, according to, let's say, the Yerushalayim, that it's going to the Hadil Eman Nishba, so that when you take the Shua, yeah, that's really providing some credibility to your Taina, to the extent that would just resolve the case. Yeah. Again, did anybody have the language of the? It's quoted at the end of the Mordechai here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Doesn't have nemanos, doesn't have sufficient nemanos. Even if you take the shvuah, shlo ben kiddush chevetz. That's, I think, what's clearly being said there. But I'm suggesting that's what they mean when they say lahatil emal anishvah. It doesn't mean it's not there just as a measure to prevent shvuah sheker. How could it be that we would make him take the shvuah again? It's there to provide the birur, right? When you take the shvuah, you're doing so despite means that you know that this isn't sheker, right? You really that convinces us that you know that this is not sheker. Yeah.
Maybe they only tell
him
to take shuvah
again because
it's
a shuvah
without it. But you have to say it was
chal either. What do you mean it's not chal?
Meaning
Shloi Shava B'Sheker, such that if it is if he is Nishba, we know that it isn't Sheker, or that we have good reason to suspect it's not Sheker.
Or that's not a Shua. Maybe we only consider it a good Shua if he does it, even though.
But that's not really the language. I mean, he says, this is Kedil Hakmir or Love Shloi Shava?
That's funny.
Yeah. How much time do we have? We're done? All right. So Arkan, all right. So far, thus far, we've discussed two major approaches. We saw first of all Machlokes whether or not it's derived to Derban. We also two major approaches in terms of understanding the nature and purpose of the din. Or one, right, it's somehow required as part of just producing a shvua, whether via right, just as the nature didn't any shvua in order to become a shvua needs to be benedict skevitz, or the process of ashpa, right? If I'm formulating a shvua that you're taking, so you need to be nikid noge chevitz, or he suggests that maybe it's just the Shavuos of the Dayanim, this is so, that for you to be set, meeting the Dayanim standards of Das Bezin, so that requires, just as technically, in terms of the process, requires you to be no Kirchevitz. It's all one. Number two, right, it's a din specific, it's not a din in defining it as a Shavuot, it's a Shavuot regardless. What we're doing here is being Matil Ema Alav. There's a din in just creating a more of an awe, a threatening kind of environment, understanding the gravity of Shavuot Sheker. Why? So here we said, it's probably not. At least it seems likely that it isn't to prevent the possibility of there being a shvuah sheker. If that were so, it's not impossible, Sam, but maybe it's very, very difficult to see why we would say do it again in case you do it without it. What we suggested was it increases the iyum, the increased threatening, foreboding nature of the taking the shvuah, lest it be sheker, tells us that when you take a shvuah, it's emes. And what we're doing here is trying to give credibility to your shvuah that it is. It is MS, and what we're saying is we're going to require that you do it because Nikita Skevitz. If you're doing it despite Nikita Skevitz, so then we have credibility, and this is what I think you find in the Maran River. All right, we'll pick up. There's Hashem.
Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
Monday. Monday.